Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. I'm going to start with a channeling by the elders on world leadership in this golden age, the theme of our show today, and following this, I will introduce you to my special guest, Michael Patterson, who will be joining us from South Africa. The elders are ancient celestial beings and high council members to the Order of Melchizedek and are part of the core group I primarily work with these days, along with my I Am Presence, who forms part of this core group. So just get yourself comfortably relaxed now as we go on this journey of light together. Welcome, sweet ones. We would like to start by welcoming you as leaders, as light workers, as star-seeded ones, and as way showers. Simply by choosing to remember your heritage as star-seeded ones and as keepers of wisdom and light, you are already leaders. And it is the process of self-mastery that takes you into a deeper level of leadership and service. For in self-mastery, you are simply choosing to master yourself. As you transmute old cellular memories and patternings and dualities inherent in the lower bodies, you are moving into self-mastery. As you shed old beliefs and paradigms around every aspect of your life, you are truly stepping into a deeper level of service and a deeper level of trusting and surrendering to the divine. When you move into a deeper level of merging with the divine, of merging with your I Am presence, taking on the I Am avatar blueprint of light, you take on the mantle of leadership. Experiencing the wisdom of Mother, Father, God, experiencing life through love, having humility, integrity, honoring and appreciating all those you are networking with, all those you are connecting with, as well as following the guidance and intuition of your higher light, with inspiration, creativity and focus. So what makes a good leader, sweet one? Well, it is the embrace of many of these qualities we have just mentioned, which comes with practice, with the practice of communicating with the company of heaven, with your I Am presence, bowing and surrendering to these divine servants of God, while recognizing yourself as a servant too, and co-creating and manifesting a better future for all life on this earth plane. What is often not understood is that you already have these leadership qualities as these light workers and star-seeded ones. And in this now, it is simply to reactivate these key codes if this has not already occurred. For your energy field as one of light will attract others of a light frequency and create more leaders, more masters, more servants of the light. The confusion comes in, sweet ones, in these transitioning times and stepping out of paradigms There often seems a moment in time when everything falls apart. From the mental body perspective, this may be experienced as a deep desire to change careers or direction, or possibly retrenchment, or the loss of financial security or earthly possessions, or a need to relocate. From an emotional body perspective, this may seem to be experienced in greater cycles of emotional oscillations, or moving out of long-term partnerships or friendships. And on a physical level, a sense of exhaustion or lack of passion, focus, or creativity. These are all transient and fleeting sweet ones. And in these moments of perceived challenges, know that you are the spiritual leader, choosing these experiences to take you to the next level of your service work. Trust in that, and trust in your connection to Mother, Father, God, and your I Am presence. The highest light of who you are and have forever been within the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. No matter what your external reality is currently reflecting to you. And now, just experience and feel these spiritual qualities of light. These leadership qualities now being reactivated as we place you in a spiritual leadership reintegration chamber of light. As a three-dimensional rectangular grid of light comes in now to activate the dormant DNA related to your spiritual leadership qualities, you repeat the following invocation. I align with my I Am presence. Mother, Father, God, and all the beings of light from on high that I personally acknowledge. As I activate the key code of spiritual leadership, taking on this mantle of leadership, through my I Am Avatar blueprint, as this first wave soul in human embodiment of these key codes of light, I now request the following key code activations of unconditional love, loving kindness and humility, intention and focus, integrity and appreciation, wisdom and empowerment, trusting and surrendering to the divine, abundance, creativity and passion. Networking, support and assistance. Manifestation and magnetization. one unity consciousness. I now request an activation of my own ascended master gifts from past lives and parallel realities in this now. I now download and activate all the key codes related to my sacred contract to service in love. I am a world leader in service to the divine. I am a world leader in service to all life. I am a world leader in this golden age of light. Trust in this knowledge, sweet ones, as his ambassadors, as his keepers of light. Feel and experience the energy of each other as is vibrating beacons of light coming together, strength in numbers, in unity consciousness, coming to the heart, experience a sense of unconditional love, experience a sense of unification and connection to each other and the divine. Find yourself on this unity grid of light now. Through this weaving and matrix of light, through this crystalline grid of light, experience and sense the light workers, as well as the beings of light from on high, working this grid of light, assisting this earth plane in this ascension process in this golden age of light. Hold this focus, sweet one, as all these key codes are activated and downloaded, and to assist in this activation, we will speak in tongues. Amrach imahashata, evach imahana, ebrach ilahasha, evach imanasa. Surround this earth plane in this beautiful golden flame of unity consciousness and unconditional love. You are the world leaders, the spiritual teachers, healers, way showers, ambassadors, light workers, star-seeded ones. Know this to be your truth. Know this to be your reality. And step completely to these footprints of light. In your own time, gently come back into your sacred space, holding this focus, holding this experience of one unity consciousness and unconditional love. Ground yourself into the energy of Mother Earth now, grounding into the heart of Mother Earth and the embrace of Mother Father God. And with this, we bid you a most magical day. Great. Just bring yourself back into your sacred space now. Feel yourself firmly on the earth. This wonderful energetic space sensing and experiencing the frequencies of each other, all those connected to listening in this now moment, as part of this weaving of light, or those that will be listening to the recording. And I'd like to now welcome my guest for today, Michael Patterson, who is a career mastery and career transitional coach. So welcome, Michael. Lovely to have you on the show with us.
Thank you very much, Anrita. Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for this opportunity to share and connect with your audience.
Wonderful. Good. So we'd like to know a little bit more about the understanding of what it is in terms of career mastery and career transition. What we're understanding at the moment is there's been a lot of mental body upgrades. And, of course, this has been going on for quite some time. And with it, a lot of people are either changing direction, they're changing focus. Of course, we're also changing financially. The entire world economic situation is also changing, and we're experiencing and seeing a lot more retrenchment, a lot more financial instability, and this is affecting people in all walks of life. And of course, with light workers too, what we're seeing them is them waking up and actually deciding that the career that they've got or the job that they have, they really don't want. And now they're either going to leave it, or they've been retrenched, or they want to move into another career. And how does one really go about this from the perspective of a career coach?
Yeah, indeed. I think what's also valuable to remember, what we're seeing a lot of, is that the change, the ending of the old ways, is often happening quite quickly and quite dramatically. So where normally we might have an idea of a phase transition, we may identify a change that we want to pursue ourselves, and we plan into it, we're finding that the energies are such that there are very, very quick changes taking place. Mm-hmm. And often we're finding ourselves caught out by it, that they're actually unexpected, that we've had this idea that we might need a change, that we know that we could stretch our legs in more authentic environment, something with a greater service component or anything like that. And we've had it as a back burner intention. And what we're finding is that these are suddenly being thrust to the forefront, and the circumstances of ending the old are being created for us. Like you said, retrenchment, change, forced change in a way. You know, we've moved away, we've seen people having moved away from a nice to have change into these changes are now taking place. You know, as we acknowledge, the change in this external reality environment is the last that we see. These other changes have taken place. We have changed energetically on so many different levels. Of necessity, this change now does take place.
Well, it is a manifestation right now, for sure. It really is. But and what you're saying, I completely agree. And with just everything happening so rapidly, that, of course, a lot of people aren't quite catching their feet, so to speak, in their transitionary period.
I think from a transition point of view, where we come in as transition specialists is generally that change will have taken place already. People, if it was a planned, orderly, measured change, will probably find people don't have need for our services. Where the change is abrupt and it's dramatic, and there is not yet clarity, this absolute certainty that the historic door has closed, but there's not yet certainty as to what door should be opened going forward, and then how to build a path between the present place and that future reality, how to craft that, make it tangible, make it practical, deliver into our general needs as humans. And that's the support role that we start then playing as transition coaches.
Or our general needs just as light workers. As you know, I think what we need to do, I'm seeing with light workers now, is really step a lot more into that power base of knowing that we've come here to create change, and start to network a lot more with each other and integrate and come together, but have the skills to do it, because that is just really sometimes, you know, in catching your breath, you know, someone just has to throw that lifeboat of tools, that bag of tools that says, okay, you know, because I think there is a lot of trust and surrender And from my perspective, what I've seen generally over the years is those that truly are aligned with their spirituality often choose to move out of corporate positions simply because it just they find they cannot work in an environment that really is completely out of integrity to their beliefs or to their understandings, or just really that has a focus on completely different sets of values. Of course, we're seeing a lot of people choosing to remain in the corporate environment too, from a spiritual perspective, because that is where they can make the most change, which is wonderful. But what we're also seeing there is the shift of people choosing to move possibly to a lower category of income in that transitionary, moving into deeper levels of skills, of service work, of healing, of coaching, of counseling, of service, just being of service to others, and then looking at the universe to provide in many ways. And of course, the universe always does provide. This is also something that we need to know and to realize and to honor. And what I think there is also that level of doubt and inability to completely trust, or sometimes also being impractical. I say from a three-dimensional perspective, you know, we have to honor some of those laws, which is that we're still operating on a financial level and we need money in our pocket. And, to give up a job without having another one in mind, or the skills or tools to take you to that point, is also possibly maybe not the best way forward in order to create huge levels of abundance. And from my background, of course, from a marketing and advertising perspective, I also talk a lot about that to facilitators, to clients, having a very good marketing advertising strategy in place if you're going to go and start to market yourself from a more holistic or spiritual perspective. But let's get backtrack a little bit into here we are now, either transitioning from one career to another or changing direction, and how would you then be able to assist in delivering these results or tools to assist one?
Okay, there are a few pieces that go together. What we find quite useful is chatting around one or two concepts around what normally makes a career transition so difficult for ourselves. And what we come to understand when we have a look at contemporary psychology and sociology, what we see is that the changes that take place by way of a career change are a reflection of the changes that we're making, that we are undergoing at an individual and a personal level. So there's an identity reinvention. We talk about a career reinvention, and it's coupled with an identity reinvention. So at a basic level, what we suggest is that your identity is made up, your career identity is made up of the work that you do, the company that you keep, and the conversations that you tell others and yourself about yourself. And when it comes to a career reinvention, you have to go through an identity reinvention. And each of these three components needs to change. You need to change the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
You need to start connecting with other people who are in the new environment. And then you need to start having different conversations. You need almost in a way to sell the new you to yourself and to others in a credible, coherent, and legitimate way.
Sorry to interrupt you there. Actually, it's quite interesting because I remember many years ago, I also worked in a corporate environment. I think it was probably another lifetime ago. Or several lifetimes ago. But I worked in advertising for a client service in several advertising agencies locally and internationally. And it was quite interesting in leaving that environment, because so much of who you are is caught up in the identity of what you could say your career. You know, when people say to you, well, who are you? You know, you are a marketing manager, or you are, you know, I don't know, a personal assistant, or you are a banker, or you are whatever it is. You know, you don't say, I'm a soul in service to the divine. That doesn't seem right to be the first thing that falls out your mouth. You know, it's sort of really wrapped in so much of that identity is around your skills in the creation of who you are and how you present yourself to your environment. And going through that transition is going almost like a loss of an identity in forming and regrouping the larger aspect of who you are.
That's exactly
it. Which, of course,
that's
is the thing of light. Yeah.
I think, you know, we all understand that from a spiritual point of view, we are formless in a certain level, or we are without identity, and we acknowledge I am that I am. But when it comes down to the bare knuckle reality in the 3D realm, personality and identity is very, very strongly wrapped up in our sense of continuity and our sense of ourselves. And as much as we would like to fight it, our identity is wrapped up in the work that we do. We inform the work that we do through our own identity, and that work in turn informs us. And what we do find is when that work is abruptly taken away from us, there's a ripping of our identity that is taking place. There are parts, there's almost a grieving process, and we look at from a transition side, we look at managing that change dynamic. We look at dealing with the grief, where these parts of you are no longer here anymore. You know, a large part of the cleaning up process that we're going through is allowing these personality aspects that no longer serve us to return back to our higher selves and to be transmuted and transformed and anchor those higher energies. But it's an adjustment process. Let's not kid ourselves. It is that process where we have to go through.
And of course, you're talking an emotional level as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that from a spiritual and a mental point of view, we kind of understand what the process is about. We've bought into it. We understand the magnificent opportunity that we have to actually manifest our greater collective on the planet right here, right now. And yet we as the humans have to deal with that emotionally, and we have to deal with that physically. And that's where I think the skills come from. I think we've spent a large number of years becoming change fit and in a way rehearsing for these opportunities. This is where we are now. We are now anchoring those changes. We are now releasing those old identities. They no longer do serve us. It's no longer a hobby. This is the business end of things. And it's happening very quickly. So again, it can be challenging. We have a blended imprint of sorts. We have an old 3D imprint and we have a new 5D imprint.
Sure.
But yet we still operate out of those fears and the survivalist mentality. Switch off your income and have a delay.
You need into survival. Absolutely.
Very quickly. And you need to tap into your master blueprint very strongly and daily and constantly to stay the path. And then deal with the human. You know, you're not leaving the human behind. You're bringing the human forward with you. You are integrating. And integrating means that you're honoring and acknowledging and building into and supporting all of those components. None is being left behind. So
it's an
exciting
time. I wouldn't call it the human. I'd call it maybe the lower, other than negative ego or the lower mind, integrating it into the higher mind. You know, it really is. We sort of all these components, you know. But it doesn't really matter in terms of terminology. What we're saying is that we have our human side that simply goes into that fear-based reality. And particularly if you, you know, have a hole in your pocket for whatever reason, you know. And, of course, once you are on a sort of a bread and butter sort of perspective, you know, your reality does shift a lot more into survival, for sure. Absolutely. And I think then, you know, you also have to be practical. And humility then becomes an important part of choosing in that transitionary stage from one place to another, to actually just step into whatever level of service you can, even if it's, you know, a completely different job with absolutely, you know, a whole lot less money. They can take you into environments of meeting the most incredible people or opportunities that present themselves. Often I'm asked, well, I'm now moving. This is what I want to do. This is my dream, and I have these skills now. I've become a Reiki master, or I've become a whatever it is, you know, a healer or therapist, and now I'm finding that I don't have the clients and I don't have money and, you know, I don't know what's going on because I'm here to be of service. I want to be of service. and it's just really not happening for me. And again, I find that there is on many different levels, it's firstly that train doesn't necessarily go straight to that end stop. There are a lot of stops along the way. And those you need to see as an adventure and honor that they just a now moment. And every now moment is transitionary, and you're going to have an ebb and flow. And money is energy, like everything. It's just an ebb and it's a flow. And sometimes it comes in and sometimes it goes out, but you also have to be practical. I always say don't leave one job where you're earning, you know, a decent wage. And we're talking about money here too, because of course at the moment, as we're shifting, we might be shifting in consciousness, but we're still working within a collective from a 3G perspective where money is still one of those energy frequencies that we are needing to pay the rent, to pay the expenses, to pay the food, and so on. So it is a very big one in transitionary that we are talking about too in career changes, because at the end of the day, it's having job satisfaction. And when you're of service, you know that you're not actually being of service because it's about the money. You're choosing to be of service because that is your reality. But the money or the abundance underlies that, and it comes through and you support it by the universe. But there's also practical aspects, again, from different levels. I go back into, you know, how are you marketing yourself? You could be the most brilliant person in the world, the most brilliant healer, leader, teacher, light worker. It doesn't matter what. But if no one knows about you, you know, you're not really going to be getting much business. You've got to get out there. And that, I think, is then when it's important to go and have a look at what you can do in terms of online connections, in terms of connecting with others through, you know, networking, going to different websites and putting up your details. And there's a lot of free places out there and up there where you can put on your details, advertise maybe in your local journals, start to go to groups in your neighborhood or in your area that are doing similar work or holding some of the spiritual functions where you can integrate and start to work from that perspective too. Of course, there's many different ways to connect and network. And it becomes important to be practical too, to possibly in an interim take on different jobs and head towards where you want to go while you're moving on to a deeper level of actually seeing and fine-tuning what is most suited to your purpose, to your passion, to your service work.
Exactly. And if I can support in that from a theory point of view as well, is that what we find, there are two types of theories as far as that identity reinvention is concerned. One says that we have fairly much a fixed identity, that once we are into our adulthood, our formative events have crafted a personality that fairly much holds good for the life, for the rest of our life. And if that theory were to be true, what it would suggest for us when we are reinventing our career is that we would spend time just understanding that personality aspect, and then we would find a job that matches that, and we'd implement and we'd move on. Okay. But it doesn't seem to be that smooth and that easy. And what people are having to look at is they see more of a mutable nature of identity that we never really formed, that there's this never-ending process of creation, of staring at any one point in time into a universe of potentials. Some are probable, some are potential, some are just imaginings as to what type of person you could become. And the process of identity reinvention, career reinvention, looks at any one point in time of capturing from your array of possibilities at each juncture, what experiences do you now wish to have, and to bring those forward and to anchor them. What we find out is that you can't really think your way through the career reinvention, and you can't really think and perceive as to whether or not you're going to be good at this new change, or whether it's going to deliver into what your soul is asking for from you from a service and a passion and a compassion and a collaboration point of view. What you're encouraged to do is to craft experiments of try and find out how can you step into the shoes. Marita, if you want to be a Reiki teacher, what is it, a Reiki master, a practitioner, what is required to be successful in that environment? What type of skills are required? What type of interpersonal skills are required? How do you set yourself up? How do you attract your clients? We think from a business point of view, there's the product that you're delivering, there's the platform of delivery, and then there's acquiring the customers. Try and art each of these components in a way that gathers information you can try on the experience, because let's also be certain, whilst we're moving into a domain of service, service shows up in many different ways, and I'm not certain all of our souls want us to become Reiki masters. And there are a tremendous number of components, and there are still people who are going to have to build bridges and build houses and map out industrial fixtures and fittings and the like for us. When we move into service, the eco-villages, who's going to build that if we're all being Reiki masters? We're going to struggle a little bit. So I'm just saying that there's – I think what we're doing is we're moving into integrity. So we're moving away from the disingenuous, fear-based – sole profit-driven type enterprises, and we're moving into places of integrity. And it's not
about how we do it. It's about service and love.
Anchoring that. So but I like how that do idea we practically of, you know, then bring that about?
Exactly. I like that idea of wrapped in these garments of light. You try on this garment and, you know, it doesn't fit perfectly, and you can try on another and you can try on another. And I think it is a little bit like that when, you know, you're expanding. I've said a bit like the Matrix. You know, I loved that movie so many years ago, and you just put in that program, and it's there because we're these multidimensional master beings. We have been everything in different lifetimes, and those parallel mergers into this reality take us into actually having those memories at a DNA level. And they just activate it through reading a book, boom, 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 you know, or through bumping into someone, or through a Teddy seminar, or through a teacher, or something that you've just picked up somewhere, those memories are activated. And you are all these things. So it's to find what then gives you the best possible experience of your highest potential, or what you choose to do from that creativity, that passion, perspective, and then magnetizing that. Isn't it about experiencing that reality prior to actually that becoming your reality? Experiencing that like frequency.
I think so. When I think of The Matrix, I also love the movies, and well done to the Wachowski brothers. But what I remember as well is when Neo wanted to fly, it was Neo or his partner wanted to fly a helicopter, she just had the information downloaded. Phone up the pipeline, I need to know how to fly a helicopter, chup, chup, chups, and it's away. And what we're finding as well is exactly what you're saying, that we are able to connect into parts of ourselves, our greater collective, that from parallel lives and past lives, we have these skills available that we can, in fact, bring down now. So we have the ability to deliver into many things that we can choose from, but what to choose. And we need to get people over that paralysis, analysis paralysis, by appreciating that there actually isn't a right choice and there isn't a wrong choice. There's whatever you wish to do, you have the capability of doing it, and certainly your ability to deliver into that now is far more amazingly strong than it has ever been before. Mm. But go out and do something. Find what it is and be practical. You know, be practical while you can. Move quickly. If I can say that, I said at the beginning, the time of ifs and buts and coulds and shoulds and hobbies is kind of over. This is the business end of things. And if we haven't wrapped ourselves up and moved into a place of integrity, our soul's not going to dilly-dally. Our soul's going to take us and move us very quickly. So whilst you still have a semblance of continuity in your existing environment, start the change now. We do say to our people that if the change is going to take you 5 weeks, start it now. If it's going to take five months, start it now.
And move out of fear. Trust and surrender to the divine.
I think you're absolutely right. And then practically as well, seeing the external manifestation of this work assages those fears practically. So you need support. You need the times when they are tough of reaching out and connecting with people. And have a guide. Have somebody who's been there. Have somebody who can interpret the challenges that you're seeing, that can provide the method to the madness, that can reassure you that you're not insane. Let us understand, as a path weaver, as a way shower, as a light bearer on the planet, creating realms that have never existed before. This is a lot like building Noah's Ark and Noah's neighbor looking at maybe you're a little bit ahead of the curve. So find people who've been there before, find those who've walked the path, who can do the linkages, stay close to them. It's very important. It's very comforting. And it builds back into what you're saying about being the beacon, collaborating, building our new communities. We need to come together like we've never come before. Sure. And this is a useful way of spirit making that for us. Absolutely.
Lovely. Let's see if we have any callers that would like to call in with any questions that you might have on 888-815-9756. That's the number again if you'd like to chat to us. Is 888-815-9756. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, I think it is very much about that sense of, on one level, of obviously not reinventing the wheel, but we are moving also into, in some ways, of course, you're talking about the spiritual leaders being out there, the spiritual teachers and so on, and of course, there's a lot of that we can take those qualities, we can integrate those qualities, we can see how others have done it, but on another level, you know, we're all moving into, I think, this uncharted territory together. into this new golden age, you know, into this transitionary period where we're experiencing just this collective consciousness of light, and where so much is going to be changing the financial structures, the economy, you know, kind of really everything that we've believed or been taught to believe, I think is just going to be turned upside down in so many different ways. Yep. So it's going to be quite a cosmic roller coaster ride as well. And the more that we prepared in terms of our knowledge, in terms of our spiritual light, I think the greater we will be in terms of our own service work and in terms of assistance to others. And that really is what we're talking about, is being of service in love. And that service in love perspective is very much about being of assistance to others, of being able to increase that light frequency on this earth plane, and to do it through our own gifts, through our own potentialities as these master beings.
Absolutely. What we have been noticing is that a large number of people have spent a long time in an introspective analysis and processing and releasing and raising their light body quotient and activating the DNA and the like. And we're now into that active state where we are expressing the energies, where we are creating and crafting those realities right now in this realm. And that does require action, and that does require collaboration and coming together.
Yes, yes, yes. How wonderful. Good. So we've got Eugene from North Carolina on the line. Hi, Eugene. Welcome.
Greetings. Thank you for having me, and thank you for having this show.
Lovely. Thank you, Eugene.
I would like to say that as the harmonic shifts that are happening to us all have been taking place, and the clearing away and stripping of all that I am not has taken place, I have found myself from a very busy healing career with MDs, a Reiki instructor and a connective tissue body worker with MDs. And this paradigm dissolved, and I found myself in a 2-year period where I'm working on myself and did the unemployment thing. And now the new dream, the dream that's always been there in the background, is raising and vibrating, and I'm bringing more pieces of my I Am presence into cohesion and recognizing as energy circulates around the orb and up through the central column, I look and I see that energy as it bends around the orb and comes up the central column, the energy, Mother, Father, God merging in me. That energy, I see stars and galaxies in the energy that's moving through me. And I'm working to really recognize how to build the platform for to do more Reiki instruction classes, or to teach how to embody the angelic solar angel presence, the I Am that I am. And so there's a lot of material floating around in me, but to be able to put it out there and build the platform, you know, and I recognize what we've acknowledged in the show today, which is I can feel the parallel stream right next to me where this is happening. Mm. I can feel it very intimately. And I recognize and believe that setting my intentions, and as you mentioned earlier, trusting and stepping gently and firmly over and just availing myself to the universe and God, Mother, Father, God, and I sense that to hold this vision firmly and be proactive, you know, build the website, put myself out there, and these things are starting to, the information on how to, there are free websites out there where we can put our stuff out there and to network. So I am in the middle of all this, and I sense, you know, it's really, it's helping me to learn to trust and let go and allow the energies to, with my intention and my focus, to shape and recreate my reality. Any insights? You've given some great ones already. Anything you might add?
Well, firstly, I want to say I think it's so beautiful that you're experiencing the integration of your I Am presence, Eugene. And, you know, even with the, I'm just getting the most beautiful visuals as you explain the connection into the divine, into the cosmos. And that, firstly, is an incredible level of self-mastery, and how wonderful that that is your reality. And what I've also noticed or experienced is in these multidimensional states, there's two things. One is we have different gifts. And while it would be lovely for all of us to be able to integrate into a practical level and have the ability to have the advertising and marketing skills as well as the career transitioning skills to take us to that next level of our light work or service or get it out there and network, some people are just more geared to be creatives and others are a little bit more geared to be marketeers, and then there's those in between that sort of can, you know, juggle a little bit more. That's the one level. So it's to just then magnetize and bring in the support of core groups coming together a little bit more, where you actually start to create this manifestation of a dance with others that can actually bring in the gifts or skills that you don't have as, you know, sort of as your primary focus, and start to co-create together on the one level. And the other level is what I acknowledge for light workers making the transition from a more corporate to a more spiritual perspective is so much of that download that is going on energetically through the mental body, through the emotional body, and often it's difficult to do anything except take time out for some years, some months. There's just no possibility of actually stepping into the new garments of light without that transitionary period. And when you're going through that, be okay with that, because sometimes it can feel very confusing in terms of, you know, the underlying human side to you is going, I need to get out there, I need to make money, I should be working, you know, I should be doing something. And yet what you're doing is you are working, but you're just doing it on the inner planes, and you're just doing it energetically, shifting through so many lifetimes, shifting through so many blueprints to step into this I Am avatar blueprint, into the merging and integration of your I Am presence. And that is what is happening to all of us collectively in this now.
I recognize that the power of the statement, when you're doing nothing, you're really doing something. We tell people this after massage, you know, go home, take it easy, relax, drink water, enjoy the relaxation. And so I do recognize when it appears as though nothing is happening, in the inner planes, through the cauldron in a I Ching report a little while back. So I recognized that emptying out the cauldron and cleaning it and clearing it so that one can come to the tribe, the group, and feed and nourish the tribe with the cauldron. So it's a beautiful process, emptying out and, you know, making things clear within my mental and emotional bodies. And I want to say that your presence here, both of yours and Michael's presence here, greatly comforts me and helps me on my journey. And I just have a strong connection with you, Ann Rita, and thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you, Eugene. And Michael, was there anything that you might like to add at that moment?
Firstly, thank you, Eugene. I echo what Ann Rita said, the way you were describing your experiences. I sat down, it was a guided visualization. I just loved the connection of the energies. Thank you for that. Ann Rita, I was just thinking that we're still busy building the light networks and the light worker communities on this planet. And there are forms of business enterprise and forms of relating which we haven't yet brought about and built. And we build it conversation by conversation and network by network. And what's extremely valuable, Eugene, is for you to continue participating in these conversations as we go through. You know, if you were to say over the next, if we were to take 3 to 5 years to anchor the new blueprints that would take us through the next 100 or 200 years, you would think it's not a very long time. And I think just stay close to the process, and good luck. It's all quite exciting.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you, Ann Rita. Bye-bye. Lots of love. Thank you. Thank you. Great. Well, we're coming close to ending the show. I think we've got a couple of minutes left. So I'd like to give Michael's details, and then we'll see if we've got time for a last caller before we end today. If you're interested in having a session with Michael Patterson, he does offer one-on-one consultations on Skype, and he also does group seminars as well as teleseminars, and you're welcome to email him to be on his mailing list, or you can catch up with him directly. And Mike, I'm going to actually pass it to you for your email and website details.
Excellent, thank you. Our business's name is one word, Life Creating Life. So my email address is michael@lifecreatinglife.com. My Skype name is Freedom Guide, one word. And my website is www.lifecreatinglife.com.
Wonderful. So if you'd like to get hold of Michael, there are some details, and again, it's just to be where you are, is to recognize where you meant to be at this moment in time. And many of the experiences that we're having in these transitionary moments can sometimes seem confusing and can sometimes be taking you into very deep places where you don't feel on some level that you can be out there, but it is coming. It is coming. We're shifting together. We're moving as collectives, as these spiritual leaders, into this beautiful golden age of light. And career transitionary coaches such as Michael can be very useful to assist us on this journey, which is one of the reasons why I particularly wanted Michael to come on the show with us this evening. So I'd like to thank you all too for this opportunity to connect with you. And again, please go onto our website details if you'd like to catch up with what we're doing for future shows, and that's on playedinlight.net, or our YouTube channel, which is Ann Rita Melchizedek. Next week's show, we're joined by Solara Anra, Warrior of Light, who will be hosting the show on her own, as we now do alternate weeks and join each other every seventh week. So from my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love. Thank you and goodbye.